Bonnie Demersion and Claire Froelich are ready to join the Christmas bird count in Wrangell on an early December morning. They're in Wrangell's City Park. Moss blankets the ground and surrounds the tall evergreens next to the Zimovia Strait.
So what we're going to do is mark down every bird we see. And so I can help you with that. I have an extra pair of binoculars. You have binoculars.
Do
you
have binoculars?
This is the 124th annual Audubon Christmas bird count in North America. People can count any time between December 14th and January 5th. It's considered citizen science or community science because anyone can participate. Bonnie's been counting for about 20 years, but it's Froelich's first ever bird count. She says she studied science, though, and knows all the birds in Arizona.
Learning about the different birds and stuff as just someone who's, loves nature and got in the field a lot is really important. And I love when I can, see a bird or hear a bird and I can recognize it.
They're walking away from Petroglyph Beach towards the main road. In a small forest patch with a few trees, tiny birds fly swiftly from tree to shrub. They're difficult to count because they move too fast.
Birdies, where are you, birdies?
We hear ravens and gulls and see harlequin ducks and song sparrows, and there's more they identify.
Okay, two glaucous wings, and then that one was a herring. So herring gulls have a little black on their wingtips.
They write down all the birds they see on a piece of paper in the app eBird. Bonnie says there are also two boats of people counting birds on the water. The bird count happens every year to help keep track of bird species that are declining. The data from the count has been used in more than 300 peer-reviewed articles, and it's a good benchmark for understanding the health of bird populations. And Bonnie says that she has her own reason for helping to save birds.
To me, a lot of having birds around is just part of the beauty of life. And when you have less beauty, you decline in your well-being is also affected.
Lauren Cusimano is the communications manager for Audubon Alaska. She says that local Audubon chapters hold bird walks and community events, and Audubon Alaska takes care of the policy and advocacy work. She says the bird count has a long history.
Let me fade into a Dickensian scene where, in the year 1900, there was an ornithologist, Frank Chapman, in New Jersey, and a lot of the gentlemen of the time would go out and do a bird hunt around Christmas.
She says Chapman was an early conservationist and began the Christmas bird census. Before that, men would just shoot birds to count them. Now, decades later, tens of thousands of birders count every year. And Cusimano says studies based on the bird counts have addressed climate change and the importance of biodiversity.
And this is what leads to really important, though very somber, studies like the one that came out in the journal Science in 2019 that detailed the steady loss of nearly 3 billion birds in North America that we've lost since 1970.
Cusimano says that bird counts are a good measure of overall health on planet Earth. Bird declines foreshadow an unhealthy climate, and that affects other species, including humans. But the birders counting this year are doing their part to help humans reduce those declining populations. Last year, 79,000 people counted, and they tallied more than 40 million birds. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.